Senator Max Baucus is hashing out ideas for a federal tax overhaul, something the Democrat wants to prioritize before leaving office next year. Baucus met in Helena this week with the Montana Tax Council he formed a few months ago. The group is made up of leaders from various sectors of the state's workforce. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce tells us the group believes the current tax code is overly complex and causing the U.S. to lose some of its competitive edge against other nations.
It's caused a disproportionate burden on small business.
Senator Baucus, talking to the Montana Tax Council about the current federal tax structure, he says about 15,000 changes have been made to the tax code since the last overhaul in 86, which he equates to 15,000 complications. Too many loopholes, too many credits and deductions. Baucus wants to simplify everything. And so he wants to begin reform with an entirely clean slate.
Let's get rid of all this tax expenditures. And then start to build back up deductions, credits, whatnot that seem to make the most sense.
The council gave Baucus a list of the priorities they would like to see in federal tax reform, and simplification is the first one. They would like the new system to be fairer, pointing out the Congressional Budget Office says of the 10 largest tax expenditures, the majority of that value went to the wealthiest 20% of taxpayers. The council wants more certainty, and they want the tax code to focus on job creation. The 15 members vary from Northwestern Energy CEO Bob Rowe to Flathead Valley Community College President Jane Karras, union leaders, business executives, farmers. The group is not presenting a united front on everything. Members disagree on if the tax reform should be revenue neutral, that is, whether it should bring in any more money. Baucus does want to bring in more money, he says, to lower tax rates and pay down the federal deficit. Bozeman-based West Paw Design President Spencer Williams disagrees.
We should seize the opportunity to get tax reform put through, and I think we should deal with those other issues like debt reduction separately.
The group does agree with the idea of removing tax deductions, but the question then becomes which ones to keep around. Here the representatives of the different sectors advocate different things. Montana AFL-CIO Executive Secretary Alan Ekblad says the earned income tax credit is critical.
87,000 Montana families claim the earned income tax credit. Changing that, taking that out of the mix, is going to have a dramatic and devastating effect on families.
The group also emphasizes tax incentives for things like innovation, education, and retirement. Baucus says the hardest part about this national reform will be convincing all the different stakeholders to give up something to contribute toward cleaning up the code. He hopes everyone will be able to take the leap together.
Something's got to be done about this, and that means we all, by definition, we all got to hold hands to a great degree.
He expects a fair amount of political opposition, but Baucus believes the country is heading toward a tipping point that will affect lawmakers.
Where there's a sense of inevitability, that is, oh my gosh, there's going to be reform, and I want to be on the train. I want to be part of this.
Baucus says he would like to release a tax reform proposal by this fall. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.